Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man.
Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal. Never dishonor. Change didn't work. Must find something to keep on falling. You ain't part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different because we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer. Can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of What Race. I'm the host for the evening. This is Rome. We have different various methods of communicating with us provided to you. So if you want to call in, the number to call is 646-478-3599. You can do that. You can call in any time during the duration of the show and, you know, give us your feedback or just listen in. If you're listening to the show throughout the week, the number to call is 850-583-0426. And we're going to go to a music break before we get into the rest of the news stories. Thank you.
Show me why they call you Sanch.
DJ Chill.
Sonic's the name. Reads my game.
All I know, you know, and you know, look at what I
know. Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pull, niggas start choking ass niggas.
You know what?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all niggas, stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know what?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his paid off for his finance, lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to text from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas. Niggas for my time call me Clinton. I'm feeling these niggas.
Red
one, ready, one,
hey, could you move, please?
One,
right sign, take piss, tell the fuck, get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
I don't fuck 12, cause I heard they listen to a nigga conversation.
Motherfuck police.
I fought a nigga bitch named Trippin', better tell him get the fuck out my face. I got it tucked in my jeans, and I got my nigga thug with me. And he gon' say,
get the fuck out my face.
Nobody.
I won't touch your body.
I won't touch your
ass off and jolly. I'm the Rithoni Montana. I got 50 naked bitches on a banana boat. Your jewelry sunny, I'm talking need low. My water heavy, I need me a float. We ain't got them birds in the fender belt.
Nope.
Talking like your bitch, suck them up for real. Coming with the deal like a fucking pill.
Yeah.
I just went silent like a fucking milk.
Dang.
How the hell you think I won't go?
What?
How the fuck you feel I ain't go? Everything is I stand up to it.
What?
I'm right trying to take piss, tell them fuck, get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
I don't fuck 12 cause I heard they listen to a nigga conversation.
Motherfuck police.
I fought a nigga bitch named Trippin', better tell him get the fuck out my face.
Fuck
I got it tucked in my jeans, and I got my nigga thug with me. And he gon' say you get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
In the project, head on a barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind. Boom, OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey,
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh,
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey,
wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chopper start busting, make the house shake.
Gah.
Fuck nigga sweeter than a pound cake.
The eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a nigga tripping.
Damn.
Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Nigga keep sipping.
Ooh.
Dirty AK with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, lie behind bars. Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet, marshal fall. If a nigga try to rob, I can hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
100 bands on your head, get the job done.
Now,
throw it up, nigga, where you from?
Well,
whole hood hot, cause your nigga hitting licks.
Lick.
Ain't made a meal yet, but he still nigga rich.
Rich.
Stick him up, stick him up, stick him.
Stick him up.
How you want it, nigga?
How?
Full of the semi.
Fit.
Looking for the cash.
Fat.
Searching for the bag.
Bad.
Young nigga wild.
Woo.
Throwing up flags.
Hey.
Shooters on the roof with a scope.
Boom, boom.
Money, they gon' shoot shit like the Pope.
Like a king.
Work the blocks like the Kimba in the post.
Like cook him up.
Nigga hit it with the foe.
Hit it.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
It's the niggas that you trust, gotta probably turn fed.
Hey.
Hating on your heart, cause you're rocking her man.
Especially if your money long, guarantee it turn heads.
Ray Ray, tell it all, gotta watch the sherm head.
Watch
them. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey,
jealousy, that's a bitch, nigga trait.
Hey,
these niggas snakes wanna know what you make.
Whoa,
grab me at hole, do you like the red tape?
Kang,
young nigga running with the cannon.
With the cannon,
never let a nigga see your panic.
Never,
yo, boys in the hood, working with the Hispanics.
Woo.
On the phone with the plug, niggas speaking Spanish.
Hey.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Woo.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Woo.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh, OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey. I'm going back to the bay. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. All I do is talk, yay.
Me
in the club, got some bottles on replay. Try to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, get it act right. I'm going back
back, back to the bank. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. On the screen, nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' take. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Trippin' lead chain on my neck, weigh a kilo. Nigga, chest violated, piss dirty to his P.O. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, you a crib. On the west coast, bitch, she say you from the N.O. Act right, get your life changed. Fuck a purse, you can get the last name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas sell dope a gang bang. Me and cash just to act right. Jean in a 40, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, I'm act right. Act right, right. Act right. When they don't fuck, that's it, act right. Act right. Act right. Nigga, play games. I be in every club in the hood where niggas at. Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something, look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need a bitch. What? R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P.
Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga, better believe that I got the tool on me. I done some past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see me? When I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I was blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your foot, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Can't tell them what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Money over here, what you thought, clown? Play crazy while you high, how you not down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smile. G7 just dropped, got us down.
Mar checked the boy out when I walked through. Scarface for his ID part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming? Park me in the front, leave the shit running, here's a 100, what up? Live your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She about to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city and I mean that.
Why you feeling like the man when I walk through? Can't tell what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on the walk through. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the walk through.
Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Back it up, throw wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body.
When you sit down and wine pan the head, you have the boom, them gal, them fuck dead. Baby, when you squint it, you mash up me head. Me and me gal a fuck till we jump off a bed. Ooh, me say gal fi beg, gal fi get fucked till them gal feel them leg. Oh man, I fuck gal and I treat them like egg. Woman, why I feel like them just don't shake. Me love sex like my gun. Me love bust it up and me love fuck for fun. But I want speed when me under me rum. And she do the stripper wine, me have a fight finna come down. Girl, and you have the gum. Oh, you get so much and she no have none. A guy just want him off the one box. So me make big tap shot out of it like a drum when you...
Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Back it up.
a new class, the daddy. Which color that? I did no party. You alone have that style, the daddy. This will be England, I feel love of yardy. When you get a new class, the daddy. Which color that? I did no party. You alone have that style, the daddy. The queen for England, I feel love of yardy.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off footpants. Everybody up here, so me get my class. Everybody up here, so me get my class. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out, the dust fast. Everybody up here, so me get my class. Everybody up here, so me get my class.
Me love creeping up clocks, me prefer. Clocks for the leather, yeah, clocks for the fur. Clocks for the summer, clocks for the winter. Clocks for the sun, clocks for the water. Me know you're naughty, that of a sailor. Pull off the tiger, him a the golfer. Me know while the beast hotter than sulfur. Me pattern, me daddy from me was a youngster.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off footpants. Everybody up here, so me get my clocks. Everybody up here, so me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out, the dust fast. Everybody up here, so me get my clocks. Everybody up here, so me get my clocks.
Me tell my man say, remember proper hygiene and don't forget. Bag of sneakers, give your cheesy foot. If you know when me know boy love the crap. Remember panting mouth, you can't your toe. Wear this desert lock, the easy step. To my coat, I can't save your boy. You at the least foot, I go lead to death.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. See a team, front and foot fans. Everybody off the arm, so me get my class. Everybody off the arm, so me get my class. Still in the hard, this sweat stop. Get out the dust fast. Everybody up the arms, so me get my class. Everybody up the arms, so me get my
class. I'll be pushing up, I'll be pushing up, I'll be pushing up, I'll be pushing up,
make a shake. Like a vibrator, laugh now, I'ma make you cry later. Your boyfriend was a bitch, nigga, buy a hater. I'ma get deep in it, Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog, I be howling at the moon, baby. I'll break kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish we beat it from the back, play with that pussy with my hands. We can do it on the floor, or the chair, man. Matter of fact, we can do it anywhere, huh? Call me, I can get a juicy for you, set the camera up. I can make a movie for you, I'm a nasty nigga. I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Yes, sir, nigga. No, I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck her now.
I be pushing up. I be pushing up. I be pushing up.
Good evening and welcome back. You're listening to What Race? Highway 6 Man Radio. This is Rome. I'm accompanied by Colby, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
I fired her without letting her
you
know.
You didn't fire me. You can't fire me. There is no show without me.
Right. Right. So.
Hello, everyone. Please get involved with the conversation. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. You can call in at 646-478-3599, or you can hit us up with the hashtag WhatRace, or you can mention me or Rome at KAT5COLBY or VIBINROME. So, Rome,
yes?
What have you been doing?
I've been well, thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I've been well. I'm going to need a little more detail. Give me a little more content. What's going on in your life?
What have you heard? If you need more detail, more content, like what have you heard? What rumors are circulating up there about me? Things.
You know what? There's got to be some good rumors for me to hear about them from across I-4, across the state. And I don't talk to you but once a week. So, come on, still, what's going on?
I'm interested in knowing what rumors you've heard. I've been pretty low key for the most part. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just do a show. I just work, and I just got my motorcycle back, and yeah, you know, life's good.
Okay. Well, I'm doing well myself.
I'm glad you are doing well.
I am, same old going on here. Nobody's talking about me, qualified for, nothing like that. So, you know, it's good. There's been a lot that's been going on. And you know what, like, I found some stuff to talk about that I thought was interesting. And, you know, I had it all planned out, and then I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, man, it seems so long ago. It's been such a long week. In case you didn't notice, which I don't know how you couldn't, it is, I think I called it Youngin's Night last time. I don't like that name. Y'all probably don't like that name. So let's just call it, let's see, what should we name this? Like with the music where it makes you want to twerk rather than the adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, more like the younger crowd.
A work in progress. A work in progress.
Yeah, it has, you know, get at us with any ideas. You can also text us with the ideas if you would like.
My number is 850-583-0426. It's also Kobe's personal hotline, so if you
want to. Hit me up. Hey, boo.
Keep it short and sweet, though, because she freaks out when she gets a confession.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you talk too much, I get a little freaked out. I can't handle that. That's just too much emotion. And it's scary. Can't deal with that. That's like commitment right there. If I have to listen to a 5-minute voicemail, that is way too much commitment for somebody that I've never talked to before. I'm just saying.
Right.
So as we were
saying.
Keep
it short, sweet. And
my number again is
850-583-0426. So.
See, I'm still learning my own number.
Yeah,
it's
you
new.
Are.
I got a fancy iPhone 5, so I'm learning.
Did you know?
I did. That's my number to it.
Oh, congratulations! All right, how long do you think it's gonna take for you to break this phone?
It's already cracked, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Already. How long have you had this
phone
for?
Well, let's see, I've had that number for a month now. I made it a month.
Such a shame.
Don't judge me, man.
I really don't judge, but this is becoming ridiculous.
Listen, you always make fun of me because I break things, but you know what? Things break me. It broke my heart to see it like that, and you know... It's just, it did more damage to me than I did to it. So, I'll just have a moment of silence for my broken heart due to my broken phone. Thank you.
All right, now that's over with.
I don't know if y'all heard, but they found the phone. Well, okay, let me back up. So, that plane has been missing for over 10 days.
About a week?
Over 10 days, like... It's almost been 2 weeks, I think. I'm bad at math.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Four days away from a full week, or 2 weeks.
Yeah, since the 8th. So that plane, they finally, and they being the Malaysian Prime Minister, finally announced today that it crashed into the southern Indian Ocean, which is interesting. Now, normally, I'm not into conspiracy theories. Normally, I just don't care. I'm like, y'all got too much time on your hands to be thinking about all the different ways that this could have gone. But this story just really doesn't add up. I saw a, what do they call it, a meme on the internet over the past week where it's like, okay, so Russia's got all this high-tech stuff. The U.S. has all this high-tech stuff. And Great Britain has all this stuff. And it's like, none of y'all can find the damn plane. Like, what are y'all doing?
So, yeah, GPS, they got the black box that's in the airplane, and
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. So, thought that was kind of interesting. Additionally, there were a good amount of Chinese people on the plane, if you didn't know. Now, I'll be honest, I knew that there was plane missing, but I really didn't pay attention to it much until today when they found it. Didn't seem to be adding up from what I was hearing. There were a bunch of Chinese people on this plane. It wasn't all Chinese, but there were a lot. So China is pissed off at Malaysia right now because They're like, I want to know what information, and I don't blame them. They're like, I want to know the information that you have that got you to this conclusion that all people were deceased due to a plane crash in the Indian Ocean, where it doesn't even make sense that they would have gone. They must have run out of fuel, but it's not even in the location where they could have gotten fuel, like anywhere near it. They weren't going towards anything. So it doesn't really make sense. I get why China's pissed off. And let's see, here's the kicker. When they told people, well, there's a couple kickers, when they told family members of the people on the plane that, oh, we think, you know, it went down, everybody's lost, da-da-da-da. Number one, they still haven't found the plane. They found debris that could possibly be, now, they found that kind of in the area where they're saying that they think it went down. Okay, makes sense. I read the story from the New York Times, and I'm looking at BBC right now. The New York Times is talking about, well, they found this pallet. They had pallets on it. They found this, but that could have come to it from a ship because it's, you know, from any, like, it's a really common thing. They're saying it had batteries on it, which could have been a flammable issue, but they were packaged in a way that they weren't a hazard. And then they have radios on it. Okay, I'm sorry. This thing has radios on it and y'all can't find it? Like, I know there's got to be some kind of signals coming off. I don't know. Anyway, so they tell the family via a press release. Some of them got phone calls and some of them got face-to-face, like people telling them. They say majority of that did. Some of them only got a text message. How pissed off. See, this is why China's mad. Why would you anger China? China just has way too many resources for you to be pissing them off, and you're just little, tiny Malaysia. Like, nobody cares about Malaysia, and China's over here angry at you. I feel like they're going to get blown off the face of the earth.
It's going to be wiped off?
This, depending on how they handle this could be the beginning to a lot of tension. I don't know the history between China and Malaysia, but this could be the beginning to a lot of tension between Malaysia and China. The text that was sent out, it read, Malaysia Airlines deeply regrets that we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of those on board survived, We must now accept all evidence suggests the plane went down in the southern Indian Ocean. Not, we're so sorry that you're lost, nothing like that. I don't know. I just...
No, I agree with you. It's weird. It's, you know, it definitely would raise some questions with all the technology that we have, and you have a flight, like, route to go, so, like, for you to be that far off course, it's like, okay, like, what were you really doing? And you have the black box that's in the cockpit, you have all the different radios, cell phones, you know, so many different things. Now, I know, like, once things go, you know, underwater, it's a little bit more difficult, but, I mean, it just raises the question, like, what's really going on? Like, what aren't you guys telling everybody?
Exactly. And they were talking to a basically pilot trainer. I think this was from the New York Times article saying, and he was like, if you put on heading select setting, something like that, it's stupid is what he said. And it sounds like that's what they did because it basically says, just keep going in this direction and you'll go in that direction until you run out of gas and then you'll just fall down because it won't be working anymore. So he seems to think that that's what they were doing because of where they ended up, which was in the middle of nowhere. And then on top of that, they're saying that it was giving out pings, like location pings, I guess, like I'm alive and well pings. I don't know much about flights. But it was doing that 5 hours after it left Malaysian, like, airwave areas. I don't know what to call it. Like, basically the area that Malaysia patrols as far as flights. So I'm not sure what happened, but a lot of people are very skeptical. And it would help if they could produce a plane, but I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon. They are looking for, like you mentioned, the black box, the little black box. They are looking for that, and both Great Britain and the U.S. are helping with that to try and find it, because it'll only continue to give off that signal for so long. So it's really a time-constricted thing. But I thought that was crazy.
I agree. I think so, too. And it's like there's so much. You have autopilot, you know, you just kind of, once you get in the air, set the autopilot to where you need to go and just make sure you're on course. Like, this is what you're trained for. So
yeah.
It's not like they just put two random guys off the street. All right, you guys are flying a plane today. What? No.
I can't. Something's not right. Yeah, I mean, they came up with,
when the news
like,
breaks, we'll be first, or depending on what day of the week it is, we'll be sure to let you guys know what went down.
Yeah, and I mean, what do you think happened to the plane? Let's hear your little conspiracy theories, because I'm coming up with my own, but I don't want to share them. But, you know, whatever. Call us and let us know what you think happened. 646-478-599, or text us again. My number, and it'll go straight to me, 850-583-0426.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, I had to write it down.
I know.
Don't be too proud. But, yeah, let us know what you think, because I'm curious.
Right.
Kind of really related. So you know how I was about to make a really bad joke, but it's too soon. I'm going to make it anyway. Too bad Google Earth wasn't there, because they could have taken a picture and we would have known where it was. The reason that I say that, it's
wow,
not that funny, but really? Just deal with it. Google Earth, okay, not even Google Earth. How old was this kid? A freaking kid. I'm really trying to find.
Thank you for reading articles to us. Appreciate it.
That's your... No, that's your whole music. No, because there's one part, like, I know the kid was young. He was, like, 11. Basically, you know what? You can just hold the F on, all right? I don't know. I can't find it. But, so a person, a guy, a kid, was, you know how, like, you get bored and you'll be like, oh, I'm going to look at Google Earth. Okay. So you go home, you're looking, you're like, oh, I know where that is. You just start, like, searching. Like, you have a lot of time on your hands. And when you're 11, which we're just going to go with that age, it really, like, you just, whatever. You've got a lot of time on your hands. You don't have a life. You can't go out. You can't party. You don't have girlfriends, boyfriends. You don't really do much. So what do? You surf Google Earth, apparently. So this kid was, oh, there it is, some kid in Minnesota was playing on Google Earth, found an SOS sign in the sand on Google Earth. Somehow, he got this to the right this information to the right people. And a woman, Gemma Sheridan, and two friends, who set out in 2007 to go from Liverpool to the Panama Canal and then over to Hawaii, he found these people from the SOS sign that they drew in the sand via Google Earth. Crazy. They had been on the island, pretty much deserted on the island, for 7 years.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all I get?
Well, part of the world is like, two friends didn't make it. So it was just her or him on the island. There was one person on the deserted island. I was just shocked and awe that they are still uninhabited islands that are deserted. And life was sustainable. There were some feral goats that were on the island. And so they survived for 7 years.
My bad. Two friends didn't make it.
Yeah, there you go. Get it together, please.
Whatever.
And
but yeah,
it's like Castaway. Like real life.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But she went 4 weeks without making a fire, and then of course she got super excited. She was able to make a bow and arrow. She tried to she made traps and she just did all kinds of stuff trying to survive. After a while she finally got her body in the shape that it needed to be to survive. And then kind of like, is that the movie Castaway where he's like, Wilson, to the volleyball?
That's Castaway.
Okay, yeah. So basically that happened. You know, she just did what she had to do, and eventually, thanks to some kid being bored, she was discovered. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You are so enthusiastic, Room. I really need you to calm down, because
I need you to really know your story.
Well, I read it, like, last Monday, okay? Okay, that's not
fine,
that's a lie, like,
fine.
Tuesday. Can't all be as cool as you.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Maybe one day.
I'm
but I thought it was really cool that, you know, she was able to survive and use, like, various techniques. I don't know if she was trained for that, but, you know, I used to watch some of the survival shows, and she pretty much put all those techniques of survival to use. And, yeah, she made, like, a thing to collect fresh water. She made a shelter for herself. She made fire after 4 weeks. So it's interesting. You know, the will to survive is pretty strong.
It really is. The will is strong with this one.
Yes. So, yeah, that's cool. On a completely non-related topic, it's a quick story. So, when you go to Walmart, you typically, you know, go to shopping and, you know, go a bunch of business. Well, apparently, there's a guy running around North Carolina that has a foot fetish. And when I say foot fetish, he convinces females to take their shoes off, and his intention is to suck their toes. So in North Carolina, he went to two different Walmarts 15 miles away from each other, and he would say that he's a podiatry student, and persuaded two females so far to remove their shoes, and upon inspecting them, he started sucking their toes. Now, at that point, you know, they, like, weirded out, and they kind of just ran off and contacted police. So just be aware of, like, what's going on, and, you know, if somebody wants to check out your feet while you're trying to shop, yeah.
Well, my whole thing was, and I mean, I talked about this on The Crack Up, the other show that I'm on Sunday nights. It's like the first thing that should be a red flag for you is when somebody at Walmart that works at Walmart is like, oh, let me help you find shoes. People at Walmart don't try to help you with anything. They don't get paid for that.
Right.
They don't want to mess with you.
Exactly. You typically have to track them down and then ask them questions.
Yeah, and then they don't know. No offense to anybody that works at Walmart, but y'all, you gotta.
I think you just offended everybody that works at Walmart. You just called them all idiots and they're failures at their job. That's what you just said. So,
yep.
Yeah, just be wary. Use common sense. So,
exactly.
Other than that, up on the website, there's a nice little picture of tumbleweed invasion that took place in Colorado.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Tornado-like winds blew a boatload or a neighborhood load of tumbleweed, and some of them blocked in families in their home, and others damaged cars and all. I thought some of them were pretty light, seeing how they could be pushed around by the wind, but some of them were actually still pretty solid and not all dried up and, you know, lightweight. So that pitch is up, you know, so check that out, and hopefully those guys have gotten that under control. Oh, one of the things, it's kind of related to one of our articles that we had last week, is the HOA for the neighborhood is not going to do anything about it, like not going to try to take care of damages or try to, you know, assist in the clearing of the tumbleweed. So something that's interesting is, you know, they make a big stink of what's in your lawn, how your house is, and all that, but they won't help when nature intervenes. So.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Shameful. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back after this music break with more interesting news.
Shake it, one cheek, two cheek, both cheek, both cheek. I got a white girl, for she got no teeth. I got a police bitch on a short leash. Got a good mouth, like she got no teeth. She a slut, she a dog, she a bitch with it. Man, she said what she wants, she put her bitch with it. Over a hoe throwing salt, tell the bitch get it. Started playing with a pussy, tell the bitch split it.
Twice in a pen.
Bitch, turn around.
Wow.
Got money, I can pass it.
take it a little faster. And one cheek at a time. Left cheek, right cheek, do it all to the beat. It's easier when the cheek stream. And you can free ball. Bitch, yeah, you ain't gotta wear draws. Now how low can you go? And look back at it. And make it jump like a jack rabbit. Now take it down to the floor. Shake your booty, break it down. I'm getting lower and lower. Now work the flow like a runway, not bold with it. Point a nigga out and tell him come get it. Boom, boom, ski, ski, goddamn. Now grind on it. Dick bounce up and down on it. And let him get it from the back. Put a arch in your back and let him hit it like that.
Damn, bro. Still the old that got the rally.
Jump on his kid.
And we still got all this dick. She get on that dick and go to hitting that bitch. Put a hand in your chest while she riding that shit. And then put them on her waist and go to popping that shit. I got my hands on her ass and I'm stabbing that bitch. When they hitting up in the deep, now she grabbing that dick. She got right on her toe, now she howling that dick. Now she riding that dick like she palling that dick. I told her keep on going, dismantle that dick. Went to slapping that ass, now she revving that click. I asked her what's my name, she went to hollering that shit. I got my hands on her waist, now I'm hauling that shit.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood. And I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I just grind on that wood. Ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good.
Oh, I like to call
never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch.
Don't get
fucked up, man. I'm
putting
ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Turf, 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 turf,
turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf,
turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, turf, oh, I get the butt out the door,
oh, I get the butt out the
door. When I got a beat to the ceiling, yeah. I got a beat to the ceiling, yeah. I got a beat to the ceiling, yeah. I got a beat to the ceiling.
I'm dropping nothing but dick, and I got me on the X tonight. So I'm a lone nigga, hard like a roller course. I got the log in the legs and the hand, I'm here, I'm pushing the dead cell. Back good side, I got him up on my shoulder. Now I feel it coming, but now I think I'm a holder. Looking at a square in the face, I roll it. Yeah, like a nigga is killing her, but she's soaking. Hitting deep down in that pussy, I got it talking. Pussy go to bite so hard, I tell her pause it. I ain't trying to disrespect you, they let me dog it. No, 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 don't push my body shout. I'm a car stroke in, I think I'm catching my real. She know the cat good, just stand behind me. I'm a former motherfucker, I love being in the mirror. Got a pit out to the bed, I got a beat to the ceiling. Yeah, I got a beat to the ceiling.
Pop it and drop it and only dancing for that profit. Shake it faster than an ostrich. I'll rock a socket box. Bend it over, I'ma show you how a real nigga gon' do. Beat it down like a rumble. When I'm done, make you stumble. Damn, you go crazy. Let me see them hips twirl. Put you on my shoulders. Do some shit to make your toes curl. Earthquake drill, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Legs shaking like a snow globe. Had her on them crutches, causing up a ruckus. Call me Hammer Time, cause my style, you can't touch this. Wanna make music, whoop, blow me like a trumpet. Her sister hold her hands when she back it up and dump it. She a bad little yamper, booty soft like some pampers on my lap. Like I'm finna beat it up. Kung Fu Panda on the pole like a stripper. Shake it fast off the Richter. Bend that ass up and throw it at me like a pitcher. D-Mac.
Panoramic, 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 panoramic. Drop it down on the panoramic. Drop it down on the panoramic.
Back, 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 back
63 grams and try to make a 4-4. a couple ounces if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause nigga, this a lie. I know. Ain't that nigga you say you is? Just know that I know. Them streets, they fuck with me strong. Bitch, you gon' fuck just because money long. You know that I know.
I want Michael Jackson laying. Ooh, oh, I'm a bad shot on it. I'm high as hell, I ain't got no satellites on me. I tell the bitch, I feel like faithful.
I'm back at it, Jug Man voice. Bang kid, came a long way from the YTC, R-O-B, S-M-M, now we Y-N-C, then I'm slime thugger with it, slime DK with it, slime wicked with it, slime Mundo with it, slime slugger with it, slime bubba with it, slime chick with it, count hundreds and fitties off everyone's feet.
You're the type to make me crazy. You got all my homies tripping on you lately. Think you put something in the air. Ooh. Your body's so amazing. And one can even say it's blazing. You're wrapped tight. Oh, you got it going on. Cause you keep your head nice. Oh, and I ain't even tripping. Cause my homies hit first. Cause baby, when I hold you, I know we can make it worse. So let me kick your kind of day in the place I can meet you at. Baby, let me hit that super loud, super strong, super green. Got me super gone. I'm that super up. I'm super high. Feel like Superman. Cause I'm super fly. I need that super loud, super strong, super green. Got me super gone.
Good evening, welcome back. You're listening to What Race? This is Rome, a lovely host for the evening, and I'm accompanied by Colby. And go on and jump back into the news stories that we have for you this evening. So, if you guys are not familiar with McDonald's, you know that some customers tend to get upset when they don't get what they want. There was a video, I don't remember when this video was posted, but there was a lady that went through the drive-thru. And she, I guess, she didn't get what she wanted, and she was freaking out, saying how she was going to go off Super Saiyan on McDonald's. Well, it's probably her sister or close relative, but in Jacksonville, Florida, it's been a while.
Florida.
Yes, Duval County. It's been a while since we had.
You know they're crazy, too.
It's been a while since we had, like, a crazy Florida story. So, you know,
this
I guess
true.
They wanted to step back up and say, hey, look, we still are the craziest. So, a woman torches a car because she did not get a McFlurry. Now, if you guys don't know what a McFlurry is, it's a nice little ice cream treat with nice goodies, either M&M's, Reese's.
It's heaven in a cup.
Yeah, in a cup. So when she didn't get her way or her McFlurry, she threatened to, well, she didn't just threaten. She went outside and torched a vehicle and just because she didn't get a McFlurry. I mean, McFlurries are good enough. I don't think they're worth torching cars, per se. So...
I'm so hungry right now. I
could
torch car for a McFlurry. That just sounds good.
I stand corrected. So a McFlurry is a valid reason not to or to torch a car. And spoken truly by a Floridian. There you go. So I guess she had a valid reason to torch up the video. So yes, the video is up on the website.
So there is video of it.
Yes, there is video of it.
Oh, man.
Torches, car.
He's literally putting it up right now.
That's what I said. I'm putting it right now for your entertainment. So.
So.
Check it out.
While you're looking at that video, you might as well look at this one, too. Apparently, you may or may not have heard this. I don't have television. Like, I have a TV, but it's just used for Netflix because right now I don't have the digital converter box because it's an ancient TV, but it's huge. I only got it for $40. I really like it, and people hate me for it because it has lines through it. But anyway, enough about my television, guys. Like, it's really not that important. You guys are really just, it's not that important. Stop asking me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't been able to watch shows like The Wheel of Fortune in over a year, and, so I missed this thing that happened last Thursday when a contestant named Emil wound up guessing a puzzle, right, and winning $45,000. So, well, that happens all the time. Okay, whatever. Well, it was the one where they're like, okay, the subject is thing. The letters they give you are R-S-T-L-N-E, and he guessed H-M-D-O, right? So through all of that, the only thing on the board was N-E. Through all of that. So his first guess, and it's like three letters, four letters, five letters, right? It's thing, and all he has is N-E in the first letter, or in the first word. The first thing he says is new baby buggy, and damn it if that thing didn't show up. First
really?
Guess with only two letters on the board.
I didn't know it was his first guess. Wow.
Yeah, his first guess with only two letters on the board, he got 45. And, of course, Pat, like, turned around and started patting him down like he was wired or something, kind of trying to be funny. But and he was even like, you know, I've never seen anything this difficult, like, da-da-da-da. He's like, man, you know, you're really not going to get this kind of thinking. Like, you know is what he was thinking. First guess.
Right.
Freaking insane.
Wow. It's impressive.
Very impressive. Insane.
Yeah.
That was pretty
impressive. Plays a lot of, like, guess random numbers.
Exactly.
Or filled out a bracket. Like, if you guys don't know, it's March Madness of college basketball going down right now in the playoff tournament thing. So there was a couple sweepstakes for large sums of money. One was $1 billion and the one was $1 million. So there's only one person so far that, you know, people of public attention that has a perfect bracket right now. And the chances of getting a perfect bracket are 1 in about 4 billion. So yeah, pretty interesting. But, that's that. For
but this is interesting. I kind of feel I can see both sides of the story, but I don't know. So in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I have like two stores that have the same name. Anyway, a sixth grader and Shauna Harris noticed that her classmate was doing something, was cutting his arm with a small razor. So being good student and good person that she is, she took the razor from him and disposed of it in the nearby trash can. Upon her action, she was suspended and is facing expulsion for potentially saving this young boy's life. Now, she is, of course, trying to appeal this, the ruling, but, I mean, I don't know. She received 10 days of suspension, and the only reason she got that is because she admitted and told the truth of what happened. And since she disposed of the weapon, that is why she got in trouble.
Instead of, like, handing it over?
Right. And I guess the way she should have gone about it in their eyes is she should have handed it over to a teacher or an adult in the vicinity. But by her story, she's saying that there was not a teacher around while the boy was cutting himself. So she acted upon as it was like the 911 situation and immediately took it from him. So I am pro people minding their own business, but if you see somebody inflicting harm on themselves and you have another opportunity to intervene, then, you know, just see where the person's coming from and all that. Like, I feel like
exactly.
She was in the right.
She was in the right. And I mean, I can see, like, if she turned it in and explained what happened, they could have possibly helped the boy more. You know, taking him aside, gotten him some counseling, whatever. But
right.
She was probably thinking, if I turn this in, they're going to think it's mine anyway. So I would probably just get rid of it, too. Just be like, don't do that. Get rid of it. And, like, it wasn't even a big blade. It was a little piece of something.
Right.
So,
and I guess you shouldn't have told it. Well, like, that's the part that got her in trouble. Since there was no teachers or anything around to witness what happened, once she brought that to somebody's attention, like this boy was cutting himself, and I took the razor away from him. Oh, where's the razor? I threw it away. Well, you're suspended. He was cutting himself. Like, why am I being punished for stopping this kid from cutting himself?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a messed up situation. I hope she doesn't get expelled from school and hope the ruling is overturned and she can get back to saving lives.
From my understanding, once they got the media involved with it, the media started calling the school and asking questions and really, you know, getting down to the bottom of it. And they were expecting them to lift the suspension and, you know, never talk about the expulsion again the next day. After they got the media involved. But sometimes I guess that's what it takes is for you to get the media involved and really, oh, you're going to do that? Well, I was doing the right thing, and you're going to look like an a-hole if you expel me if you do X, Y, Z.
Right.
I spent a lot of time on the internet, and I actually found this Facebook page, which is going to be the end of me. It's called The Best of Tumblr. And I've never been on Tumblr, but this...
You found something else?
Oh, my God. Like, it's addictive. It's ridiculous. There's no reason for this much entertaining stuff to be on the internet, much less on Facebook, where you're going to see it when you're being nosy. It happens. So,
mm-hmm.
One of the memes that I saw on it said something about, it said something about, I can remember the punchline. No, I can only remember the punchline. You ever do that?
No, I don't. I have a good memory.
Well, it was basically talking about, like, history repeats itself. Oh, it was like the Titanic sunk in 1912 or something. The Concordia sunk in 2012, just a heads up. And there were, like, a bunch of things that were repetitive as far as the dates. They were 100 years apart.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, just a heads up, guys, World War One started in 1914. I was like, oh, crap. Do you believe that history repeats itself like that?
If you notice the pattern, you just see, not maybe exactly, but, you know, for the most part, in a general sense, history does repeat. So you have the rise and falls of different empires and, you know, generations. So it really does.
It's interesting if you, like, really study it. Anybody interested in
the circle of life.
History that wants to call in or text in what?
I said it's a circle of life.
Yeah.
It's just the way things go.
Anybody interested in that?
Those that had a good childhood and, you know, watched Disney movies.
Kind of leads me to the next story where, yeah, I'm ignoring that. Science is, well, a NASA study, put it that way. It's pretty much saying that we're screwed as far as life on Earth. And I read through it, and it's a lot of wordiness, and it kind of reminded me of being in school. And so I kind of skimmed the rest of it. But it's very wordy and very scientific.
Did you do that fast reading technique that you were talking about last week?
You know, I tried, but it just wasn't interesting enough for that. But I'm going to make it interesting. So y'all ready? Good. Here we go. Basically, they're saying that with the amount of resources that we have, our species, the human species, is going to die out if we continue on the path we're on.
Right?
Huh?
So that sounds about right.
I mean, it does. But they're saying that, well, first off, they're stressing that, oh, this doesn't represent NASA's viewpoint, which, by the way, I thought that NASA was just done for. Like, it was done, closed up, shop, never to be again. But did
it's
it?
It's a gradual process. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was that or if it went private, because I know people were talking about that.
Right. Well, I mean, okay. Of course it's not, you know, over and done. Don't they still got that rover on Mars?
Man, I don't know.
What do you know? Tell us. Enlighten us what
why,
you know.
See, this is why we're not a normal news source, okay? We tell you what we want to tell you. but apparently two key social features are what contribute to the collapse of every civilization that they studied, which include, like, I can't even pronounce half of these, Roman Empire, Han, Mauryan, Mesopotamian, Gupta, I don't know how to say that. Like, all these different things, two key social features were part of it, right? It's It's the stretching of resources due to the strain placed on the ecological carrying capacity, so basically too many people for the amount of resources, and the economic stratification of society into elites and masses, meaning rich and poor. See why I stopped reading? It just got really wordy. So basically it's saying that the rich will have all of it, the poor will have none, and there will be so many people that the resources won't be able to sustain us. Well,
is that
do you remember,
cue to stop making babies?
I know, yeah. If you remember the 99% thing and the all that kind of, I don't know. It popped into my head after reading that, and I was like, oh, great, America. Woo. America.
America?
America. It's weird, though. Like, I mean, it makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. just a little side note on NASA that you brought it up. Apparently somebody was able to make, I think, close to $75,000 off of a camera they were able to sell from NASA. Apparently, this camera came from the moon when, I guess, we were dancing over there. And yeah, somehow somebody got a hold of it and sold it in an auction.
Didn't
know not for release stuff, kind of stuff, but okay.
I think I just missed whatever you just said.
I know. It's okay. Everybody else got it.
I miss a lot of what you said.
I know.
You just start talking and I stop listening.
Yeah.
You'd think after all this time we would learn this, you know, but whatever.
No, I know this, so I just accept it. So I just keep talking, telling the story, and then just move on. I don't get angry anymore. I went through anger management. I was like, she doesn't listen to me. Oh, so all she wants to do is tell my story, but then she cuts me off. And, yeah, so after years and years of therapy and anger management, I've just come to accept.
Whatever, dude. You haven't spent that much money because of me.
True, very true. I may have over-exaggerated a bit.
So here's a fun little tidbit of information. So I don't like reading science-y stuff, but I like learning about new science stuff that's happening. So apparently there's glioblastoma, which is a really, really aggressive form of cancer, which I had never heard of, by the way, probably because the life expectancy is so short that nobody really wants to talk about it. So scientists basically exposed that type of cancer to 200 different molecules, basically seeing what it would do. On one of them, it exploded the cell. Okay, cool, whatever. Yeah, it exploded the cell. And the picture is actually really cool. So you're like, okay, whatever, it exploded the cell. Big one out of 200. Well, if you know what cancer is, They grow. Like, they grow and they separate and they make more. They reproduce. That's the word. They reproduce and they kind of take over. So if you can basically put this into something, the part that kills it, and have it explode and die, then you can kill cancer, is what they're thinking. So they turn to mice. The mice that didn't receive the treatment, of course, because they just try stuff on mice, whatever. The ones that didn't receive the treatment or had an expected survival rate of about a month, 30 days. Six out of the eight mice on the treatment lived longer than 80 days.
Wow.
Right? So, of course, more research. The mice didn't explode, it's the cell, you dodo. You're just excited because you're a dude and I'm talking about things exploding.
Exactly. You're like, oh, they found something that makes people explode? Oh, okay, that's interesting. Keep going.
It doesn't make people explode. It makes cells and molecules explode. Okay? Let me just clarify that. Let me repeat it for you hard-headed men out there. It does not make people explode. It makes molecules explode, Rome.
Well, you know, we're made of molecules and cells, so wouldn't that have, like, a grand
I guess if you had enough, then you could, like, if you had, like, a bunch, then you could explode a person. You know, people can spontaneously combust. Just, sitting there chilling, relaxing, playing some b-ball outside of the school, you know, that type of thing. They can just, boom, like, burst into flames and die. No, I'm serious. This is a real thing.
Cancer will be cured. Yeah.
What?
I said, even though the person exploded, that cures the cancer.
Hey, if you're not there anymore, you don't have cancer. Ha-ha! Joke's on you. So messed up.
Yeah.
Well, if you are listening to this later on this week, today is March 4th, but if maybe you're listening, March 4th, March 24th, if you're maybe 24th. Listening the 25th, 26th, 27th, you know how it goes, any of the days, you can hit me up on my personal line at 850-583-0426, or if you want to listen and write down your thoughts and stuff and call back next week, the number always to call while we're live is 646-478-3599, as well as you can hit me up on Twitter at KAT5COLBY, because we all know that Rome is never on Twitter.
I do use Twitter every now and again. Every blue moon, I send out some insightful tweets. I've actually got a lot of followers the last few weeks. Quite shocking. But, yeah.
Anywho, or you can get on to Rome and tweet him and see how long it gets takes him to get back, because you know it'll take a while. And his is at VIBIN, capital R-O-M-E.
Thank you for including the capital. We're on Facebook. Right. We have our own website. The website is whatrace.wordpress.com. And we have all of our radio shows on that website, so you can look at our previous shows, check out a couple of stories. We post stories, pictures, videos on there for your entertainment.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them on there. Also, shoot, I was going to say something. Oh, shout out to DJ Chez. That was his mixes done tonight. If you have any thoughts on what we should call this, I don't like Young and Tonight, because we're not all young. I mean, we are young, and we're free, and we're fun and stuff, but
right.
We're not, like, little kids. Because if you're dancing to that as a little kid, you need Jesus. So, let us know what you think as far as the name goes. Is it like Twerkathon? Is it like, if we were on Tuesday, that'd be like Twerking Tuesday. But it's not Tuesday. It's going into Tuesday, but it's not Tuesday. And it is going to be on the last week of every month. So,
right.
I don't know.
Monday
if it's
every
like,
month to get you ready for the new month coming up. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like Twerking for EBT coming out. I don't know what we should call it. But you guys, let us know what you think. Get at us. We already gave you all the different ways. You can call and leave a voicemail, too, on my number. Again, the number is 850-583-0426. Get at us any which way. Let us know what you think, even if it's just like, Rome sucks. I mean, I'll be like, hey, I know he does, but, you know, some people you can't help. So.
Who should get fired next? Should it be COVID or should it be me? I don't think it should be me. I think
because, you know, the
first.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Hold the phone. So before we go, I do want to make a nice little announcement. I think we're going to start this next week. We are going to bring on a segment. And with that, we are going to bring on the wonderful Map to do the segment. And it is going to be called Random Facts and Storytime with Matt. Now, Matt's pretty cool. I met him through work. He's got an awesome radio voice, which is part of what made me want to bring him on. But it's going to be basically like random facts that you've never known, blow your mind, and then he's going to give you a little bit of a today in history type deal with some background. And I feel like he's going to be a really good storyteller, so I'm kind of excited about this. So
yeah,
we'll
I can't hear the excitement.
So stay tuned. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening, as always, and hit me up, 850-583-0426. Y'all have a wonderful,
wonderful day. As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older, man, I'm
stop what I'm